Hi, Helen. What do you think of our class in children's literature?
It looks pretty good. I was surprised to see you in there. Are you also majoring in elementary education?
No, I'm not. But as a psychology major, I can use this to fulfill the requirement in developmental psychology.
Have you finished the first assignment yet?
Not yet. I just brought the books today. How about you?
I started this afternoon. It's great fun reading those children's stories by Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss? I don't seem to remember seeing his name on the reading list.
His full name is Theodore Seuss Giselle. That's how he is listed in the bibliography. Dr. Seuss is his pen name.
I loved reading those stories as a child. It would be interesting to read them now from a different perspective. I guess they will give me a good idea of how children think.
Those stories are also great for classroom use.
How's that?
Well, take a typical Dr. Seuss book, like The Cat and the Hat. It has a controlled vocabulary of only 200 words.
So that means the children get lots of practice using a small number of words over and over?
Exactly. In fact, The Cat and the Hat was written primarily to show how a controlled vocabulary reader could also be interesting and fun.
Well, it sounds as if this course is also going to be interesting and fun. I think I'll get started on those readings tonight.